in Seattle, Seattle. And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you, because we're the realtors that you can trust. So go to RodandConsidDow.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at ronanddon.com.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to episode 708 now of the Ron and Don Show, and we are live in the Les Schwab Studios.
What is up, Ron and Don Nation?
Hey, coming up on the Ron and Don Show, Bob Barker's house is for sale, but is the price going to be right? See what I did there? Also, tequila. Is it the new Chardonnay? Maybe it is. Before we get to that, though, let's get to this. Warren Buffett, he looks at certain indicators, and he said the Warren Buffett indicators are going off right now, and they're flashing red. He's concerned about the market, and will this be a market crash or a market correction? Ron, you know a lot about this. Warren Buffett says we better beware, but he's also the guy that says, hey, when everyone's running from something, you run to it, and they're running to it. He says, that's when I run away from it. That and also McDonald's every day at the age of 92, it's kind of served him well, I guess.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy in that I know that people like to see if they can emulate what he did and what Charlie Munger did. Charlie, you know, just passed away a couple months ago, so
96.
Rest in peace, Charlie.
Yeah.
And it's in my mind, it's a little apples and oranges because he goes out and like buys entire companies. So like, you know, Warren Buffett will be looking at something, has a really deep understanding of how financials work, of course. But he'll just go, I think we should buy Geico Insurance. Not a Geico Insurance policy, but the entire company Geico Insurance. Or I feel like Coca-Cola is undervalued, so we're going to buy a $200 million stake in Coca-Cola. So, yes, that could probably work in some ways on the retail side. But in terms of what he just said there, I've recently been looking at, you know, the S&P 500 being at all-time highs. And so when you just look at the charts, I actually pulled, you know, sold some stuff in one of my accounts because I was like, this can't just continue to be all-time high after all-time high, day after day, week after week, month after month. Like there's the market itself always has moments where it kind of exhales and comes back to ground a little bit. So that this has been a very strange economy with the rapid rise of interest rates, a presidential cycle that is putting pressures on the economy from all sides. So I plus I think many people just speculate now more than it has ever been speculating. I saw a study. I usually trade the S&P. The day trading and speculation right now in the S&P 500, I think makes up like 30 to 40% of the daily volume, which is absolutely astonishing. And a big chunk of those people are net losers, where they come in and just get their clock clean by the professionals. So we've seen a lot of this with, you know, the Robin Hoods of the world and trading on your phone, where you can, you know, have, you know, basically opening and closing stock positions, you know, on your mobile device. That's really changed the game. And so stuff is becoming decoupled from the underlying values of companies. You know, when you looked at like Tesla, for instance, for a long time, like completely out of sync. Tesla, when it was making thousands of cars, was worth more than Ford. And people were going, how is this possible? How can Ford, that has the number one selling truck year in and year out for 25 years, selling hundreds of thousands of vehicles every year, sometimes million vehicles a year, how is it worth less than Tesla? And so like you have those sort of meme stocks and things happen that just defy the logic of Warren Buffett. His philosophy is, well, I'm just not going to invest in those things. Whereas other people are like, heck, let me get in on that. Let me get in on some Nvidia or some Tesla, because I don't know what's happening, but it's going up like a rocket ship. Maybe I'll buy Bitcoin and see what happens. So, yeah, I think you can never go wrong following the principles of Warren Buffett. However, I think there's a lot of other ways to invest.
Isn't his diet incredible? Because you think about, he drinks, I heard him talk about this the other day. He drinks 5 Coca-Colas a day. He has a certain time when he drinks those Coca-Colas. He likes drinking the Coca-Colas from McDonald's because they taste better, which is true. They do taste better.
A fountain drink, yeah.
Yeah, a fountain drink from McDonald's. And then he just has a certain diet.
I think he does an egg McMuffin or a sausage egg McMuffin every morning.
And he eats a Sunday almost every night. And then he'll take his grandkids out for Sundays, and they'll get more Sundays.
So he still lives in like a $30,000 house in Omaha.
Yeah, and he's and they say that Charlie kind of ate the same way, and he lived to be 96. And Warren Buffett is now 92, and I don't think he's had any kind of health scare. Can you recall any kind of health scare with Warren Buffett?
I don't remember. And he sits in an office with no computer and no internet.
Is that right? I know he likes to. I know he likes to read for a third of the day. For a third of the day, he likes to read.
If he was going to invest in McDonald's, like you just said, he would have his assistant bring him the prospectus on McDonald's, and he sits there with a legal pad and a pen, and that's how he does his research. Or he'll pick up the phone and just call the president of McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. And then his wife gives him money every day, and she puts it in the little change thing in the car. And he uses, and up until recently, he drove an old car. I guess he has a new car now, but he drives himself. And he drives himself to the McDonald's, and she gives him the exact change that he needs. He still uses cash to go buy his McDonald's.
It was interesting. I was just at this wedding where they live in Omaha, and I was talking to people from Omaha, and they're like, dude, you would be, I know Omaha comes across as like out in the middle of nowhere, but he's like, there's a lot of people there that have been friends with Warren Buffett and Charlie from back in the day, and just regular people. And they're like, oh, that guy's a billionaire, or that lady's a billionaire, just because they happen to be in the circle of those two guys. And they all sort of have the same ethos. They live in Omaha. They have relatively modest households, and they're just have ridden that rocket ship all the way to like 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I guess he and Bill like to play cards.
They play contract bridge, if I can say that word.
Yeah. See you on the other side of this. Hey guys, Ron and Don here for Les Schwab. You know, when it comes to your safety, your family's safety on the road, Les Schwab, well, they have you covered. Yeah. Les Schwab tires, wheels, brakes, batteries, alignment, steering, suspension, everything they sell and service is focused on your safety. Plus, they want to save you a lot of money. Now, right now, during the Les Schwab spring tire sale, you can save up to $80 instantly when you purchase a set of 4 select tires. Plus $50 with Les Schwab financing for a total of $130. Stop by or book your appointment at LesSchwab.com. That's LesSchwab.com. That's Les Schwab. Doing the right thing since when? 1952. All right, so this is how real estate works. I'm at a Seahawks game, and I'm watching the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, and I'm in my friend George's seat, and I'm sitting next to my friend Mike Martin. Known Mike now over a decade. He calls me the other day. He says, hey, I got a tech friend. He's in Hawaii. He owned a property in Green Lake. He's going to fix it up. He went to Hawaii. He said, I'm never going home. So he's had this rental now for 10 years. His name is Jude. So Mike puts me in touch with Jude. Jude calls me and says, hey, I got to sell this house. I call Scotty. We go over the house. And this house has a foundation problem. It has a roof problem. It has lots of problems. And in order to fix this house and bring it to market, it's going to take about $100,000, and then the house is going to be worth about $925,000. Anyway, there's a builder that Jude knows that says, hey, well, I'll give you $835,000. And then there's a neighbor that says, hey, I'll give you $850,000. And then what I did is I got on the phone with one of my builder friends, because again, I don't like seeing homes torn down, but there's some that have to be torn down when they have bad foundations, right? And this is a home that has to come down. This builder said, you know what? I'll pay $1,060,000 for that particular house. So, case closed. There are builders right now paying more for properties than people are willing to pay when they step in and say, wow, this thing has a bad foundation. This thing is still in oil. This has a bad roof. There's a lot of work to do here. So while many homes I like to see restored, some can't be, right? So when you need us, if you have a piece of property, if you have an old home that has a bad leaky roof, lots of deferred maintenance, call us. Because sometimes the best thing to do is to fix it up and bring it to market if you have the funds to do so. And sometimes the best thing to do is to create a new property and reimagine it. Because guess what? Here in Seattle, yeah, there's not a lot of property just laying around. So when you need us, whether it's wholesale, retail, investing, buying, selling, let's sit down. RonandDonSitDown.com.
It's Ron and Don here with Mitch Weeks. You know him as Mitch.Loans. And Mitch, a lot of people find themselves in this scenario. Maybe they're downsizing and they're like, where am I going to live when I sell this house? Because I don't have my other house yet. And it freaks them out. And sometimes they tap the brakes. Is there anything we can do in a loan way to help someone in that scenario?
Absolutely. We have a great new program. It's called Buy Before You Sell, and it's structured to help exactly those type of people. What you can do is you tap into the equity in your home in advance. So let's say you've been living in a house for a while, you've already paid it down, and about half of it's equity. You can get up to 80% of the value of your house in that equity. You get that in, and that's the down payment on your next home. Hmm. Not only that, but in this program, you're not hit for your debt on your old house or that loan, because it's a 0% interest loan. And because of that, you can buy your next house before you have to sell your current house. It means you don't have to move twice, and it just adds a lot less stress.
Yeah, absolutely adds a lot less stress. So if that's a scenario for you, or you've been having a stumbling block, if I don't know where I'm going to live first before I sell this house, give Mitch a call, or you can contact us. It's Mitch.Loans or RonandDonSitDown.com. Again, Mitch.Loans.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ron and Don Show. I thought this was kind of interesting. I like to follow stars that like to invest in real estate. So, like, Mark Wahlberg over the years has bought a lot of mansions. Sylvester Stallone has bought a lot of mansions. And then Gwyneth Paltrow bought a lot of mansions, a lot of real estate. Jennifer Lopez has done the same thing. I think her and Ben Affleck just bought a really cool mansion. Matt Damon buys a lot of cool mansions. And they do it as an investment play, right? Because a lot of times they'll buy these mansions. They don't live in them. They're buy and hold investors. Then they rent them out to someone like 2 Chainz or Ron and myself, whoever can afford to live in the mansion. And you buy, you hold, and then you wait 5-10 years. I don't know what it would be like, though, if you had a mansion. You look at some of the mansions that they live in, and you're going to go in and just do a facelift on some of these mansions. You're probably in there spending millions of dollars just to swap out some doors and some faucets, and because they're so big, right? Anyway, I also like reading about homes that stars have lived in. There's a very famous hotel in New York where John Lennon lived. And I've looked at all the pictures of where he lived. And then I found out that Doris Day lived in there as well. And then I found out that Engelbert Humperdinck lived in the same hotel. And you can look and see where they lived, worked, and played, pictures at the time, what the real estate was worth then, who lives there now, also what the real estate is worth now. So I'm very compelled by that. So the Brady Bunch house. Can't get enough of the Brady Bunch house. Then you find out it was just the facade. Then somebody ended up buying the Brady Bunch house. One of the Backstreet Boys tried to buy, I think, it was Lance Bass who tried to buy the Brady Bunch house. And then HGTV went in. They bought the Brady Bunch house. Then they took the Brady Bunch. I think Alice is no longer with us. Mom and Dad aren't around. But the kids are all still alive. And then they did a show because the house and the interior were not the same. So then they went inside that house and they actually made the inside of that house the Brady Bunch house. I think you can go visit it now. It's like a museum or something, the actual house, right? So Bob Barker from The Price is Right, his house is for sale the other day. And I'm like, you think of all the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars that Bob Barker made over the years. What is that house going to be worth? And I have to say, How can $2.95 million be the price of Bob Barker's house in Hollywood, California? To me, that's not the Price is Right. It's the Price is Wrong, right?
He didn't do anything to the house, though. This was the type of house where Bob Barker went in, I think, in the 60s. And the reason he bought it is because it was 15 minutes away from the Price is Right studios. And it's relatively unchanged. Like, when you look at these real estate pictures, like, it's got the pink tiled bathroom from 1971 and the kitchen cabinets from, original to the house. And a lot of the fixtures and finishes that you would expect in a modern house are just not in there. And I think there's some charm to that. That's kind of the way that he was. And, you know, he was a guy that was in the Air Force in World War II and then got this TV gig and was just satisfied with this house. And he liked the way that his wife at the time had decorated the house. And so he kept it virtually untouched for all of those years. So, yeah, now that he's passed away, I think that they went in there, didn't want to do a big remodel, probably anticipating that someone else is going to want to come in and renovate the entire house. So it is a time capsule, though. Sometimes those time capsule houses you want to keep, and then sometimes it's like, this thing needs to be entirely gutted. I think, though, out of all the celebrity houses that I've seen, the one that if I could own or even visit would be George Clooney's house on Lake Cuomo. Have you ever seen the pictures of that house? Like, it is right on the water.
Didn't you just sell that?
I don't think he did. Or maybe he did, but like, he has a house. He had or has a house. It's right on the lake. And it has these Italian sort of patios that go back in. It's absolutely, of any piece of real estate owned by a celebrity in the world, that one to me is the house.
Did George Clooney sell his house?
The other guy that I think has had incredible taste is our buddy from Smartless, Will Arnett. He has made a couple of modern masterpiece houses.
George Clooney denies reports that he is selling his house for $107 million, but it's been in the news.
Yeah, that house on Lake Cuomo, any celebrity house, it would be that or Will Arnett's modern houses. Is there a celebrity? Because the Bob Barker one is very dated. Is there a celebrity house that you would want to own or visit or stay in?
I don't know about that, but I have to say, if you're in the Lower Garden District, I lived in the Lower Garden District. I was in the Lower Garden District in New Orleans last year during French Quarter Fest. So I took my son down to see the mansions. One of the mansions down there is owned by the Manning family. So it's where Peyton and Eli grew up. And his parents owned it until about a year ago. And they actually sold the family home, which really surprised me because they are, I mean, the Manning family, that is New Orleans. And my understanding was so many people came, but even when we were there, there had to be 50 people standing outside the house on some tour. So whoever bought it was, they're scaffolding everywhere and they're completely redoing it. And then I remember when my friend Mike, when I lived in New Orleans, we had a few pops and we were out walking his dog. And he goes, that's where John Goodman lives, don't you? And I'm like, no, it's not. He goes, yeah, it is. I said, do you mean where? Because John Goodman is right down the street from our houses. I'm like, John Goodman is our neighbor? And they have these mansions in the Lower Garden District. And he goes, yeah, you want me to prove it? And I'm like, yeah, prove it. So like a 13-year-old, he jumps the fence. He runs to John Goodman's mailbox. He pulls out a piece of mail. He comes running back across the lawn. He hops back over the fence and he's like, see, told ya. And it was a piece of John Goodman's mail. Said John Goodman on it. He said, I'll be right back. So he jumped back over the fence, returned the mail. So he didn't steal any of the mail. But he did prove to me that was John Goodman's house. Because sure enough, John Goodman mail was there. And my understanding was when I was walking by it with my son, there were some folks that were standing outside of it and they were doing a tour and they were explaining that it was John Goodman's
house. And you would want to live in either one of those houses?
Man, the Lower Garden District is really cool. I like that part of the South. I like the hospitality. Uh, I I think that would be just the Hurricanes, though. The Hurricanes and the crime. There's just in that particular neighborhood, there's still a lot of crime, shooting, people are dead and in the box. And then when the hurricanes come, it's exciting, and at the same time, it's not that exciting.
Correct.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, you guys, was the price right on the Bob Barker house?
I think it is for that's going to down to the studs remodel.
Okay. Are they going to tear it down like the Playboy Mansion?
Probably. I don't know if there's much there to keep.
Yeah. I think the grotto is gone. So, hey, you guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Ron and Don Show. If you need us, just reach out. Ron and Don, sitdown.com. Everything's at ronanddonradio.com, ronanddon.com. They all take you to the same place. So thanks for listening. If you need some help buying, investing, or selling your property, we're here for you. A lot of people have questions about commissions and about the NAR. Sometimes I say the NRA, which are two completely different things, but both in trouble. The NRA and the NAR, both in trouble. Yeah. If you need us, just reach out. We're happy to talk about that. And we've always talked about commissions. It's one of the things you should always talk about with your real estate agent, with anybody, right, that's trying to sell you something. Make sure that you talk about commissions with them. If you need some help doing that, reach out. And thanks for allowing us to be your broadcasters, your friends, and your real estate agents. Don't forget, Les Schwab helped sponsor this. Our title sponsor, the Ron and Don Show. Our thanks to them, especially Rich, everybody there. That supports us and keeps us on the air. I want to thank our friend Mitch over at Mitch Not Loans. If you need a loan, he's working on a loan for us right now. And he answers the phone at night on the weekends when a lot of the big banks don't, right? Mitch Not Loans. And in your future, there might be some refinancing. It's interest rates, we think, even though they went up today, I think they're headed down. And then we're in an election cycle, so they got to be headed down. Or there's no way that the incumbent president could get elected. That's the way it works. It's the economy, stupid. And again, if you need us in our real estate business, just reach out. I had Robin just asked me. She is out in Duval, and she said she needed somebody out there to help her rebuild a bathroom. So I sent her my connections to help her with that. So there you go. Head up, shoulders back. You've been listening to the Ron and Don Show. And don't forget, real estate only every Friday. That's coming out tomorrow. In the meantime, this show drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Real estate only on Friday. Yep, you've been listening to the Ron and Don Show. Only on the Ron and Don.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back. And keep blowing that trumpet. And we'll see you next time.
Only.
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 Only on the Ron and Don Radio Network.
We'll be right back.